I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In January, we told you farmers in India were braced for the rats to come, and now they're dealing with the aftermath of the plague. Bibles for the World's Dr. Roopa Dighty visited Manipur State and says the stories of destruction are everywhere.
I thought I was going to have the best harvest bumper crop this year. And then just 1 week before I was to harvest, a plague of rats came over my farm. Overnight, they destroyed everything, and I do not even harvest more than 2 bushels of rice.
Thousands are starving because the rats are destroying the food crops. The government's aware of the famine, but not responding. However, the Indian people are overjoyed that Christians are responding.
You know, love is the strongest message you can send to people in need. It's going to open the door of their hearts to know that somebody who loves the Lord Jesus Christ cares.
Meanwhile, the number of orphans around the world is approximately 143 million. With the HIV/AIDS pandemic, it's growing. That's one of the reasons Orphan Outreach of Dallas, Texas was formed just weeks ago. Orphan Outreach's Mike Dura says suicide, prostitution, and crime is common with kids graduating from orphanages. Dura says education is the key to success.
One of our goals is to create Christian educational opportunities where kids can not only get the education, but also can be introduced to Christ, but also be given the tools that they need to be able to be successful in life after they graduate.
And last week we told you about Christians being threatened in Charsada, Pakistan. They were told to convert back to Islam or face dire consequences. Reports indicate Christians have responded boldly. Many say they were ready to sacrifice their lives for Christ rather than deny Him. Their announcement was made at a press conference held by the All Pakistan Minorities Alliance in Islamabad. Pray that this bold statement will be a positive testimony. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org or search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.